So I finished with El Cigar. So first of all, my wife's not here, but I'll thank her on the tape anyway. That she made all the stuff because of the siyum, as I said before. And also that I started learning sukkah, and I learned it before, but I started learning it this time around over sukkahs. And I got a lot of it done over Ben Zmanim, and I finished it basically during the break, from the beginning of the Zman until now. So you could do a lot during Ben Zmanim. So when I was thinking what to speak about in the year, so I figured I would, since it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev and it would be normal to speak about Hanukkah, but I'm also making a siyum on sukkah, so I figured I would find a topic that will connect sukkahs and Hanukkah. So I chose a topic. There aren't so many topics that choose sukkahs and Hanukkah, but there are two things that I want to talk about. One is a halacha thing, and then one when we get to the siyum, to the end of the Gemara, to connect in the actual Gemara in sukkah to Hanukkah also. The major connection that everybody knows in Sukkot and Hanukkah is the Gemara in Shabbos says like this. Omer Rav Kahana, Dorosh Rav Nosan Bar Minyomi, Mishmei Rabbi Tanchum, Tap of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, Ner Shal Hanukkah, Sheinichol Amala, Mechof Am, Psula, Kesukkah, Ukamavui. So Gemara Paskins, and this is Halach Lamaisa, that the Ner Shal Hanukkah can't be over 20 Amos, which is somewhere between 30 and 40 feet. So over 20 Amos is not good, like a Sukkah and a Mavui. So there's a connection between Chanukah and Sukkah that all three, the Schach can't be over 20 Amos. But Mavui, as we're learning in Erevin, that if you have a courtyard or a Mavui, an alleyway that's closed on three sides, the fourth side is over the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, so in certain circumstances you put a Korah there, which is if you have the walls like this, you'll put a Korah on top from wall to wall, that Korah can't be over 20 Amos. So those are halachas. So that's a rule by Chanukah and by Sukkah. Fine. So now there is a little bit of a tumult in this halacha. It's not so clear cut. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it can't be over 20. The Shulchan Aruch says where you put the menorah. It says menichol lamala megimol tefachim. Menichol lamala megimol tefachim. You put it above three tefachim. Umitzul anichol lamata me'asar tefachim. Ve'menichol lamala me'asar tefachim yotza. Aval imenichol lamala me'asim amal lo yotza. If you put the menorah over 20 amos, you're not yotza. That's the Shulchan Aruch paskins. But the tour really isn't the shita. The tour says like this, and this is the shita that I'd like to discuss, the different things within the shita. The tour brings down the shita of Harav Rabbeinu Yoel. Harav Rabbeinu Yoel says like this. So the tour says, Mitzvah l'nichol l'mata me'asara tvachim, v'menichol l'mala me'asara yotza, ala menichol l'mala me'esem amal, afilu b'dievet lo yotza. Why? Dual shota be'ina, because you can't see it if it's over 20 amos. That's the same reason the Gemara says, by sukkah, we'll get to that in a minute. Belekha persumei nisa. Since you can't see it, there's no persumei nisa. The whole purpose of the menorah is for persumei nisa. So then the Torah brings down the shita that I'd like to discuss. Because of Harav Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi, dafka kishemenicha bachutz. This halacha by Ner Chanukah that it can't be over 20 is dafka if your menorah is outside, which is the way that they used to light. Aval kishemenicha babayis, that if you're lighting it indoors in the house, afilu l'malam me'esrim amak shera. Even if it's over 20 amos, it's kshera. K'daminon gabei sukkah, like we say by sukkah, im defanos magios l'schach. If the walls reach the schach, afilu l'malam me'esrim amak shera. The shalta be'ena. Says Rabbeinu Yoel, but this halacha that the Gemara brings down that Neiros Chanukah over 20 is going to be no good. That's only if it's outside. In the house, it's going to be good. He brings a raya from sukkah. Because Gemara says in sukkah that if it's over 20 amos and the walls reach the schach, so then you are able to see it. So I want to just go through the Gemara in, before we get into this in great detail. There are a couple of kashas on his sheet. The Torah asks a kasha right away, and the Dachi Moshe asks a kasha. But I want to first start with the Gemara in Sukkah, not Beis. The Gemara asks, how do you know that over 20 Amos by a Sukkah is not good? The Gemara brings down three opinions. It's on Beis, Amar Aleph, and Sukkah. Opinion number one is, Gemara says, Miran Mili, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, L'man Yedu Dar Seichem Ki Besukos HaShafi Es B'nei Yisrael. You have to know, go through quickly, yeah, in the sukkah, you have to know that you're sitting in a sukkah. And until 20 amos, you realize that you're sitting in a sukkah. Over 20 amos, they'll show the ve'ina, your eyes can't see it. You don't know you're sitting in a sukkah. It's possible. That's reason number one, because you have to be able to see the schach. Number two is, Rabbi Zeira says, from the pasuk of a sukkah, tia letzel yomam mechorev. So it says a sukkah has to be for shade for you. So the Gemara makes a drasha that until 20 amos, you're getting the shade from the schach. The walls are higher than 20 amos. The shade is coming from the walls, not from the schach. That's reason number two. And reason number three, which is Rava, which is that he holds that you need a sukkah needs to be a dira sarai. If the sukkah is over 20, so the normal way you'll have to make any kind of building over 20 amos high will have to be more permanent, and sukkah has to be more temporary, so it has to be under 20. Those are the three reasons. Correct. That leads us to our first kasha on the Rabbeinu Yoel. So Rabbeinu Yoel is saying that Lafi, that we see from Rabbah, the first reason, Rabbah holds that a sukkah that's over 20 is not good because you can't see the top. But if the walls connect to the schach, the Gemara asks on Amma Beis. The Gemara brings down a memra of an Amora on Beis on Beis. The Gemara says like this, Keman Oza Hoda Amma Rav Oshia Amma Rav Macholkas B'Sha'ein Defonos Magios HaSchach. This thing, by the way, is Macholkas. Behuda holds it could be more than 20. So the Gemara says, which one of those three opinions is this going like? The following statement, that the only way they're having a Macholkas Rav Behuda and the Rabbanon, if over 20 is going to be good, is Dafka if the walls reach the schach. About the Defonos Magios HaSchach, if the walls actually reach the schach, Even Lamala Measram Amak Shera. So we say that's like Rava, the first opinion who said that if it's over 20 it's no good because you can't see it. That's only if the walls don't reach the schach. There are halachas by sukkah and by erev the same thing, that a wall, as long as it's 10 amos, it's a wall, we say good asik, that it goes up all the way. It's as if it continues all the way. All it has to be is 10 tefachim high. The schach could be way up there and the wall's gonna be 100% fine. So when did the Rabbanan say, according to Rava, that over 20 is not good? As if you have a short wall, and then the wall doesn't reach the schach. But if a wall reaches all the way to the schach, like most people have it, then it could be even over 20 amos. It could be as high as you want. That's what the Gemara says. What? That's in one opinion. That's in Rabbah. Rabbah's opinion holds the reason for 20 being usher, because you can't see it. If the walls connect to the schach, you can't see it. It's going to be good. We have two other reasons also. So the Darche Moshe, which is really the Ramah on the tour, he asked the first kasha on the Rabbeinu Yoel. He says like this. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is lemaisa. We paskin like Rava. The reason the Gemara, I have it in front of me actually, but I'm not going to turn to the sukkah. But Hilchas Sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch says a sukkah over 20 is no good, even if the walls reach the schach. Because we hold lemaisa like Rava. And the reason why a sukkah must be under 20 is because over 20 is too permanent. We need it to be temporary. It has to be shorter to be more temporary. That's what we hold like. So if so, Frank Tadachim Moshe, how could Rabbeinu Yoel bring a raya to Hilchos Chanukah that even though the Gemara says Neiros Chanukah that are over 20 is no good, he says that's only outside, but if it's inside, it's going to be good. Just like by Sukkah, if the walls reach the ceiling, if the walls reach the schach, it's going to be okay. Frank Tadachim Moshe, Halacha Lamaa, go over in a second. Frank Tadachim Moshe, Halacha Lamaa, I know what you're going to say. I'll say it in a minute. Frank Tadachim Moshe, Halacha Lamaa, so we don't hold like that reason. Okay, one more time. The Gemara in Sukkah says there are three reasons why a Sukkah can't be over 20. There are three different opinions. One is that you can't see the Schach over 20, it's too high. Two is that you need the shade coming from the Schach, and if it's too high, it's coming from the walls. We're not going to discuss that reason at all. And the third reason is that a Sukkah has to be a temporary structure. If it's over 20 amos high, you're automatically going to build it more permanent so that it will stand, so that's not good. It has to be under 20. Halacha l'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch passes like that last reason. The reason why a sukkah must be under 20 is because it has to be a temporary dwelling, and over 20 would be too permanent. That's what we paskin. The Rabbeinu Yoel in Hilchos Chanukah says that which the Gemara paskins, that Neiros Chanukah can't be over 20. That's only if you're outside, your menorah is outside. If your menorah is inside the house, it's okay. Just like the Gemara says in the first reason, when the Gemara says the reason is because you can't see the schach, so it's only possible over 20 if the walls are not connected to the schach. If the walls go all the way up to the schach, it could be even 30 amos high. It could be even higher. So he says if it's in the house, as Rabbeinu Yoel says, if it's in the house, so Neiros Chanukah also works. If you're in a house, Neiros Chanukah also works. So the Darche Moshe is bothered, but the Rabbeinu Yoel's whole opinion is based on an opinion that we don't hold like. Rabbeinu Yoel is basing his din on the opinion of the Gemara that says the reason why a sukkah over 20 is not good is because a person can't see the top of the sukkah. Halacha l'maisa, what we hold the ikar reason in the Gemara of why a sukkah over 20 is not good is because it's too permanent. If so, you have no connection to Chanukah. The only way you have a connection to Chanukah with indoors, outdoors, is that indoors you have the walls connected to the ceiling, so you have something indoors. So Frekta D'Achim Moshe, what is Rabbeinu Yoel talking about? Rabbeinu Yoel is bringing a raya to opinion by Chanukah based on a Gemara and Sukkah that's not Lamaisa. Because the whole Gemara and Sukkah that talks about the walls of the Sukkah reaching the Schach is only going in the opinion of Rabbah that the problem with over 20 is because you can't see it. So if the walls are connected, you can see it. But if the reason that we paskin, so then it doesn't matter whether the neighbor's Chanukah should be inside or outside. Either way, it's not an inyan of seeing it by the Schach. So the answer, which if anyone's But anyone who understands the question, who's bothered, Yomim Mechamin to the Ba, which I also was bothered by the same thing, that Lechora, it's not a kasha at all, it makes perfect sense. Even though we hold Lemaisa, like, this is what the Ba answers. The Ba says, even though Lemaisa we hold like Rava, that the reason why a sukkah can't be over 20 is because that will be too permanent. But
arguing on the fact that Lemaisa, if the walls reach.
Correct, but what we see from Rava, even though we don't pass on like Rava, we see from Rava that when you're discussing an inyan of what your eyes can see, meaning Lefi Rava that holds the problem with the sukkah Tuwa is your eyes can't see the roof. So the facts are that the Gemara says, but if the walls reach the schach, you can see it. So shkarech by the mitzvah of sukkah, we don't hold like it lemaisa. But in Chanukah, the reason why the menorah can't be over 20 is because you can't see the neiros if they're over 20. So says the Bach. So it's, even though we don't hold lemaisa like that reason of Rabba in sukkah, it's still a great raya after Rabbi Yol. Rabbi Yol says by Chanukah, the reason why the menorah has to be under 20 is because if it's over 20, a person can't see it. But I see from Hilchos Sukkah, Lefi Rabba, who says the reason why a sukkah can't be over 20 is because I can't see the top. If the walls are connected to the ceiling, to the schach, then it is a bit over 20. So too by Neiros Chanukah, if it's indoors, if the walls are connecting to the ceiling, so it should also work over 20.
Unless the Dafka hold like well or not like well, because Rabba Sheep is talking not true.
Right, if that's the reason why, but right.
I don't see how the fact that connection of
the
wall that
so we're going to get into exactly how that's working. That's what we're going to discuss. Okay, that's good. Fine. Okay, that was a side question. That was a side question that the Darchei Moshe answered. That's the Bach's answer. But that, you could jump in. It's a good time to jump in now. So again, just back to the Nakuda at hand, that the Gemara says that Neiros Chanukah, anyone who got lost will come back. It's not so difficult. Neiros Chanukah that are lit over 20 amos, the Gemara says it's puzzle, kesukah ukamavli. We'll just focus on sukkah for a minute. Neiros Chanukah that you light over 20 amos high is no good, just like a sukkah over 20 high is no good. Where should we hope people come in and get us some food? Then we'll... Again, we said that the Gemara says in Shabbos that Neiros Chanukah that are over 20 amos high is pasul because sukkah and because of mavui. Because the Neiros are too high, you can't see it. And it's passing the Shulchan Aruch. We said that there's an opinion of Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi in the tour that's brought down that says that halacha that the Gemara mentions that Neiros Chanukah that are over 20 is not going to be good is dafka if you lit your Neiros Chanukah outside. However, if you lit your Neiros Chanukah indoors, then even over 20 will be good. It brings a raya from a Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah says that according to one of the opinions, the reason why a Sukkah over 20 is not good is for the same exact reason as Neiros Chanukah over 20 not good. Both are because you have to know that you're sitting in a Sukkah. You have to be able to see the Schach. Over 20 amos, you can't see the Schach. The Gemara in Sukkah says that Lefi Deman D'Amar that says that a Sukkah over 20 is not good because you can't see the Schach. If the walls of the Sukkah reach all the way up to the Schach, then a person can see the Schach and therefore over 20 will be good. Says the Rabbeinu Yoel, if so, that by sukkah, if it's over 20, but the walls go all the way up to the schach, the schach's going to be good. So who are they by Neiros Chanukah? If you light the Neiros Chanukah indoors, so Neiros Chanukah will be good over 20 amos. When the Gemara said Neiros Chanukah over 20 amos is no good, that was outdoors. That was outdoors. Fine. So again, the Rabbeinu Yoel is like this, and then we'll read the tourist question. Because of Arar Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi, dafka kishemenicho bachutz, that which we say a menorah over 20 is no good, is dafka if you lit it outdoors. But if you lit it inside the house over 20 amos, like we said by sukkah, if the walls reach the schach, even over 20 amos will be good because then you could see it. Says the Torah. The Torah has a problem with this. Says the Torah. There's no connection over there. The hasam ba'inon shetishlot eino begag. By the sukkah, what are we trying to see in the sukkah? We're trying to see the ceiling. We're trying to see the schach. The kevan shamachitzas magios lagag al yodon tishol eno bagag. Since the walls reach the gag, so kevan shamachitzas magios lagag al yodon through the machitzas, you're able tishol eno bagag. You're able to see the gag. Aval hacha shetzarel shetishlod eno b'neiros. But over here by Neiros Chanukah, where you're not trying to see the roof. You're trying to see the Neiros Chanukah. Kevin shi lamala me'esrim, dilo shota be'ena, my nafka mine, begag shu adayin lamala me'menu, bishvila, lo shota eino tvei. Says the tour that bishlam abay sukkah, the Gemara says you follow the walls up, and you could hit till it hits the roof, and you hit the roof, and you see the roof. But over here, just because you hit the roof, it doesn't help you by Neiros Chanukah. The Neiros Chanukah are not on the roof. The Neiros Chanukah are not the roof. The Schach is the roof. The walls help you to be able to see the roof. But Neiros Chanukah is not the roof. Since we only see from that Gemara that the walls help you see the roof, Lav Davka to help you see the Neiros Chanukah. So that's what the Torah wants to argue with this Rabbeinu Ali. That's what the Torah notched out. So there are two basic ways out of this. Probably a lot of people are bothered by what the Torah is saying. I'm also bothered. Everyone's bothered by the Torah. Of course, we pass from the Torah, but everyone's bothered by the Torah.
I'm bothered on what he's saying. Bothered is by the same thing he's saying. In other words, feel the same way he does.
On
what are you saying?
We'll discuss it afterwards, but on or what? But the Beis HaLevi, we'll say out two Torahs, and the Beis HaLevi says that the Torah, you misunderstood Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi. The Torah is being very tough. The Torah is saying, all I see by Sukkah is that you follow the walls up and you can see the roof. I don't see the Neiros Chanukah. I see the roof. I don't see anything. Says the Beis HaLevi, what the Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi means, doesn't mean the walls lead you up and you can see the roof. The riot you see from Sukkah is that I'm able to follow the walls up and I can see whatever goes along the wall. It happens to be, by Sukkah, it's the roof that we're looking for. So you follow the walls up till you see the roof. But by Neiros Chanukah, it's the same thing. If you follow the walls up and you have the Neiros along the wall, you follow it up and hit the Neiros.
You said it's along the wall.
Yeah, but when you know what this wall is looking
for. Assuming it's on something next to the wall.
But the Sukkah, you're looking for a roof. And you're looking at a house along the wall, and you're not looking for a Neiros.
Okay, so we'll come to that. We'll come to all these things.
Outside, what is
called? You're right.
Oh! So that's very good. I mean, they're all very good, but that's what I want to get to.
Also, you said that you're going to look on the specific wall where the menorah is at. I mean, by sukkah, you put any wall, you go up to the roof.
That's a good point also. That's a very good point. So just going back, the Beis HaLevi wants to answer the Torah's kasha very simply and saying it's not an inyan in the roof. David. The tour seemed to understand the Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi that it's a din in roof. That you can follow the walls up and it's connected to the roof, you can see the roof. So he said, what is that for Neiros Chanukah? Says the Beis HaLevi, it's not an idea of the roof, it's you follow the walls up and you see whatever is near the wall. So if the wall goes all the way up, you're able to see the schach. That happens to be the schach is the roof. But who had din if you had Neiros Chanukah, the Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi will say, you follow the walls up and you see the menorah. That's what he says. The only kasha on the Beis HaLevi was the Beis HaLevi asked on himself and he answers it. Is exactly what Ovi asked, which is, according to the Beis HaLevi, the inyan has nothing to do with the roof. The inyan is just an idea of following the wall up, so then why can't it be outside also? There's a myth of the Neiros Chanukah, it has to be right outside your door. You can't be like 7 miles away. Okay, so that's a machlokas. But according to the opinion that it's outside your house, you have the chatzar, then it's the kuli alma, but it's outside your house, so then it needs to be a tefach away from the doorway, and it's very high up. So who I did, just like the Beis HaLevi says, inside, all the Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi means to say is you follow the wall up so you see the menorah, so the Lecharev should be the same exact din outside. That's the Beis HaLevi. I want to come back to the Beis HaLevi in a moment. The other answer is that the Beis Yosef brings down another answer to answer up for the Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi. It says, Matzotzi Kosu B'Shem Moreinu Harav Rabbeinu Yitzchak Abuhav. He says that the pshat is like this. Nearly Shesvaras Rabbeinu Yoel, Shekishyesh bekan avir ha'avir hu mazik lo inayim ve'ein ha'adam yochol lahabit l'mala koma sheyirtze. Says him the chilek between inside and outside, and the whole pshat in the Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi is that when a thing is over 20, it's some physical thing about air. The air is mazik what you're able to see. When you're outdoors, the air somehow interrupts your vision and you can't see as high. The second you go indoors, so you're able to see as high, much higher. Very simple chiluk. That's why he says the reason why sukkah over 20 is not good, like the Gemara says, is dafka lefi the man who says it's because of the height. It's dafka if the walls don't reach the schach. If you have the wall 10 tefachim high and you have your schach 30 amos high, the wall has no shachas. You have total air coming in. So you have total air coming in. So the air that's coming in is disrupts your vision and you can't see the roof. But if you have the walls going up to the schach, so then it's indoors, you have to see it all the way in. So who had in by Neiros Chanukah, if it's outdoors, so you have all the air around, so it interrupts your vision, you can't see it over 20 amos. But if it's indoors, and you don't have the air blocking it, so you're able to see much higher. That's what he wants to tell us. Explain the Rabbeinu Halevi. Those are the two perushim of how to basically answer the Torah to explain after Rabbeinu Halevi are those two ways. Now there's kashas on both of them. The Beis Halevi had a kasha on his own pshat. The Beis Halevi is the one who said that you it's in and falling up the wall. So Beis Halevi asked on himself, he had fallen up the wall. So Mali, if the wall is inside the house or the menorah is outside the house, it should be the same thing. And this Rabbeinu Yitzchak Abuhav. The answer there, according to the Beis Halevi, the answer is walls.
Not walls.
Oh, so we'll come on to that also. Hold on. So the Beis Halevi says the Indian is falling up the wall. So falling up the wall, Mali inside, Mali outside. That's the question on the Beis Halevi. The Rabbeinu Yitzchak Abuhav said that the pshat was that it's the avir that's outside that disrupts your vision. So sukkah, if you have the walls going all the way up to the schaaf, so you don't have the outdoor avir, there's something in vision you can see higher. So to Neir Skanaka, outside won't be good. You have the air outside. Inside will be good.
I struggle against your walls and it doesn't matter coming.
Okay, so that you can get out of. You can get out of it. It's mainly
good. What's mad air?
Okay, so we'll skip right to the Beis Halevi's pshat. So the Beis Halevi says the following. The Beis Halevi wants to answer this kasha. The Beis Halevi himself was answering the kasha the Tur had on Rabbeinu Yoel by saying that the idea is you fall off the wall. I mean, the kasha that Dovi asked, what's the difference of the inside or outside? So he wants to answer based on a kasha that Tosas asked, all the Rishonim asked. And there's the Mahal Tosas is an answer, the Ritzvah is an answer, and the Beis Halevi suggests an answer for Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi that will work out his pshat. And that kasha is, and this is the basic kasha, that when the Gemara, that Gemara on Daf Beis and Sukkah that it says, if the walls go all the way up to the schaaf, that it's going to be kosher, even if it's over 20, so Tosas asks on the spot, all the Rishonim ask, so if so, that Sukkah is okay if it's connected all the way up, so then a Korah of a Mavui should be okay also. A Korah of a Mavui, as you said, you have two walls of a Mavui, you have the Korah right on top of it. It's mamish like a Sukkah, like a, you follow up the wall, and you see the top, it's the exact same thing. So why there, over 20 is not good? There it is connected, it should be, of course it should be good. That's the kasha Tosas asks. And who I did Neir Skanaka? Neir Skanaka also, Tosas asks the kasha Neir Skanaka also, that it's also, no, I'm leaving the indoors, outdoors, I'm just focusing on Stam. Tosas asks the kasha, when the Gemara says, when the wall reaches the schaaf, then it's okay even over 20, so Prekos Lakasha, so by a Korah and by Neiros Chanukah it should also be okay over 20 as long as it's next to the wall. A Korah is always next to the wall, and Neiros Chanukah, assuming it's next to the wall, it should be fine. That's Tosas Kasha and Daf Beis. And Tosas answers that Kasha, and Tosas says, and someone mentioned this before, that it's an Indian in the width. A Sukkah, the Schach is very wide. So there, if you look up, if the walls reach the Schach, you can look up and you see the whole Schach, it's much bigger, it's easier to find. But a Korah only has to be a Tefach wide. So you follow the wall, the Tadafka is so high up, you're going to be able to see a small tefa.
Same thing.
Same thing.
It's not as big, but it gives off light.
Same thing, but interestingly enough, Tosas is very interesting. Yeah. David. Okay, forget that. Interestingly enough, Tosas is very interesting. Tosas says like this, on the Gemara, came into the funos magios l'schach, mishlat shalta ba'ena, says Tosos, "Velo dami l'ner Chanukah v'koras mavui, velo choshev hekir l'malam me'esrim, afal pisha korah agave k'solim." So the way he asks the kasha is, "Lo dami l'ner Chanukah v'koras mavui, where we don't consider the hekir more than esrim amma, even though the korah is on the walls." D'hosam korah stefach lo sholot ve'ena k'mo b'sukah d'rach v'tuva. So he starts off with a kasha from Ner Chanukah and from Korah, but only answers the Korah doesn't answer from Ner's Chanukah. Just sound interesting. But that's the way Tosas answers this kasha. The Ritva learns totally differently. Then we'll come to the Rabbeinu Yoel Halevi. Tosas is just answering a question. Sound, but the Gemara says that when the walls reach the sukkah, so it's okay even over 20. So then by Korah and by Ner's Chanukah, it should also work.
So you look up the Korah.
Yeah, because you look up the wall till you see whatever you see, and you see the Ner's Chanukah, you see the Korah. He says no, if it's so high up, only if it's very wide you see it. If it's not very wide, you don't see it.
What's the Korah?
We'll discuss it afterwards. So the Tosas answers that it has to do with the width. If it's wider, so you see it. If it's smaller, then you don't see it. So the Ritva learns a whole different shot in the Gemara when the Gemara says that if the defunos are magios l'schap and it's going to be okay over 20, the lashon of the Gemara is mishla shalit ba'ena. So Rashi and Tosas learn that you follow up the walls and you're able to see the schap. The Ritva learns that it's not an idea of following up the walls and seeing the schap. That has nothing to do with looking. A person doesn't just look up. A person doesn't sit there looking up at the schap. The Ritva says mishla shalit ba'ena just means that it's a mitzias. If I'm sitting in a sukkah and the walls are reaching the schap, I realize that I'm in a covered dwelling. In other words, if there's, it's similar to what we were saying before, the air says, if there's 10 tefachim high and there's a ceiling 55 feet higher, so I don't realize that I'm sitting indoors. But the second that the walls go up, all I need to realize is that I'm in a sukkah, that I have schach on top of me. The second the walls go all the way up, I have a realization that I'm there. That answers the kasha, why not by Korah and by Neiros Chanukah? Because the whole idea of sukkah is you have to l'man yedu the rasei hanukkah b'sukkos hashata, you have to realize that you're sitting in a sukkah. So when you're sitting in a sukkah, no matter how high it is, if the walls reach the top, you have automatically the realization that I'm sitting in a closed place that's covered on top. I realize it automatically. If it's closed on a few sides. Mash'egen by Neir Chanukah and by Korah, shastam, there's no realization. Just because it happens to be touching the top, or Neir Chanukah happens to be near the wall, there's no such realization over there. That's how he answers this kasha. So the Beis HaLevi wants to suggest a third answer to this kasha, and with this he'll explain the Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi, based on the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says that we have the same machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan of a sukkah being over 20 by sukkah and by a mavui. Sukkah over 20, the Rabbanan say is no good, and a mavui over 20 is no good. So the Gemara asks the kasha, why are you telling me the same machlokas twice? And the Gemara says, if you would have told me that by a mavui it's not good, I would have said the reason why over 20 is not good by a mavui is because when a person is, this is what Gemara says, when a person is walking, they don't look up. So they don't realize that it's there if it's over 20. But a sukkah, when a person is sitting in the sukkah, I would think when a person's sitting there in his lazy chair leaning back, a person realizes no matter how high, a person tends to look up and will see it higher. That's what the Gemara says. Again, the Gemara Erevin says, the reason why we need to tell me that Rabbanan hold over 20 is not good by sukkah and by mavui is because if it only told me by mavui, I would say the reason why over 20 is not good is because when mavui is outdoors, and when I'm walking outdoors, a person doesn't tend to look up like that to see very high up. Mashenkin by sukkah, if I'm sitting indoors, I would have thought that it's good. I would have thought that over 20 would be good. Therefore, I need to say the machlokas even by sukkah that over 20 is not going to be good. He says that I have the same problem in Rabbi Yehuda. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda says it is good. I think only by sukkah it's good because I can see higher, but that's the tzrichos of the Gemara. Right, so this is just Erevin. This is the Gemara in Erevin. I didn't even get to that point. I got that in 1 second. But that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara Erevin says. The Gemara Erevin says that if I just had the din that a Korah over 20 is not good, I would think it's because I don't look up when I'm outdoors. But when I'm indoors and I'm in a sukkah, so then I do look up, so then it's going to be, then I would think it's okay. Kamashwan, it's not good. But that's all in the sukkah if the walls don't reach the schach. We still have the Gemara that says that when you have a sukkah, when the wall reaches the schach, it's going to be okay. So that Gemara in Erevin that says, if I only had the Korah tell me it's not good over 20, I would say it's because when you walk, you don't look up, that's why it's not good. But a sukkah, when you're sitting down, I would think it's good over 20. Kamashmalan, since there's a break from the walls to the schach, I can't see it even if I'm sitting down. But comes the Gemara in sukkah and says, but if the walls of the sukkah reach the top, so then not only do I have the milo that I'm sitting in the sukkah and then I'm looking up, but also I have the walls that I can follow up and I can see the schach. So one second. So that's what the Beis HaLevi wants to explain the chiluk between indoors and outdoors. He says you see from that Gemara that outdoors a person doesn't look up. So it's harder to get the shulta ba'ina outdoors. That's why by a korah over 20 is not going to be good ever because it's always outdoors. Masha'inkin sukkah, if it's indoors and I tend to look up, as long as the walls are connected to the schach and I have a way to follow it up, then it will be good. So says the Beis HaLevi, who had the Neiros Chanukah. If I light the Neiros Chanukah outside and the heker is for the Bnei Rishis HaRavim who are walking by, they don't tend to look up over 20 amos, therefore it's not good. But if a person is lighting in their house, like Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi says, a person sitting in his house, he's resting on the couch, a person tends to look up, and he has the other maila of a sukkah that's connected to the staff, he has the walls that connect, it's indoors. So maila, he has both mailas, and that's why it's going to be good. So the way the Beis HaLevi explains in the Rabbeinu Yoel HaLevi, to answer the kasha, why sukkah when it goes up is it good, but Korah and Neiros Chanukah, it's not, it's because Korah and Neiros Chanukah are outdoors. Sukkah is indoors, a person looks up. But Neiros Chanukah, only if it's outdoors, not going to be good. If Neiros Chanukah are indoors, it will have the same din as the sukkah that has the walls reaching to the top, and therefore it will be good. And that's the chiluk that the Beis Halevi wants to say in the video Halevi, that even though it's based on the walls, piling up the walls, it's only if it is indoors and not if it is outdoors. That answers your kasha.
I thought the reason why we...
I want to go to a different topic and make a siyum on the Sefer Sukkah. But the bottom line, Lamaisa, is that even though Rabbi Yoel is not necessarily so shver, because there are ways out of it, like the Beis Halevi is a very nice pshat, if you understood it. And the Rabbeinu Abuhav, Yitzchak Abuhav, there's a kasha that has this, but I'm leaving that off, because it's a private that everyone wants to hear. A nice kasha that Paz has on that shot. There's two pshatim to answer him up, and the tour is not so posh as kasha. But either way, the mice, everyone comes out, it's Rapas and Shulchan Aruch, everyone. But if you read, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, you look at Aruch HaShulchan, everyone addresses the Shita. It's over 20, it's not good, even if it's indoors. They're all addressing the Sevenial Shita, who holds indoor is good, but everyone holds the mice, indoors is not good. But that's the issue at hand. And that's a connection between Sukkah and Chanukah. And I want to make it a... Excuse me? That's one of. I'd like to suggest one other connection. For people who came a little late, I'm making a siyum on Sukkah. But it's also Rosh Chodesh Kislev, so I wanted to combine Sukkah and Chanukah. So I think the topic, in case you didn't realize, that topic was related to Sukkah and Chanukah. And now, in the siyum, I want to just say a little more of a machshavadik thing. Also, I realize a very nice realization that in the end of Masechah Sukkah, and in the beginning of Masechah Sukkah, the Gemara talks about... Thank you. The Gemara talks about Chanukah. On Daf Beis in Sukkah, there are two Tosafim that address Chanukah. The one that we discussed about why is it that a Sukkah, if it reaches the top by the Sukkah, it works, and by Neiros Chanukah not. And that's on Beis on the Beis. Beis on Ralph, like the third Tosaf, also addresses Chanukah. Because the whole beginning of Masechah Sukkah is talking about the Sukkah being over 20, and Neiros Chanukah is over 20, so the Melech is going to be some kind of interaction, kashas between them. So that's the connection, the beginning of the Masechah to Chanukah right away. And the end of the Masechta, Mamash, the last thing that you would read at a Siyam, which I'm going to read now, and I was very excited when I saw this. The Gemara ends over the story, that if anyone, probably people heard the story, but it says, Tan Rabbanan, Maisa ben Miriam bas Bilgos, Shehimira Dasa, V'holcha v'niseis l'sard yod echa v'malcha yevonin, kishenichnesu yevonim l'heichol, etc. We'll read it in a second, but Rashi points out, and even it says there, this story that the Gemara ends off with is mamish in the time of Chanukah, the time when the Yevanim had control over the Beis HaMikdash, a girl that we'll see in a minute what the Maisa was, that she did something wrong, and then they made a knas on her when they took over, when the Chashmonaim won and took over, and they reestablished it. So it's mamish, the Masechta starts off with Chanukah, ends off with Chanukah, and I'd like to suggest a little deeper connection between Lagavi Chanukah from the beginning of the Masechta to the end of the Masechta. So I want to just go through this Maisa. It's a story in the Gemara, a few lines. And I had two ha'aras in this, and based on that, just make a little comparison from the beginning of the Sata, end of the Sata, and Chanukah, and then say the Hadrons. So the Gemara is like this: Tan Rabbanan, Maisa ben Miriam bas Bilga shehimira dasa. There was this girl whose name was Miriam bas Bilga that she went off the derech. V'holcha v'niseis l'sadiyot echa b'malcha yevonim. She went and married one of the officers of the Greeks. Kishenichnasu yevonim l'heichal. So and when the yevonim took over. She went into the Beis HaMikdash and she kicked the Mizbeah. V'amra Lucas Lucas. That's the name. It means, Rashi says that in Lashon Yevani it means Zeev, it means like a fox. Fox, fox. Ad Mosai Atom Machala Mamonon Shel Yisrael. Until when are you going to eat up all the money of the Yidden? Meaning we bring Karbanos and you're taking away our money by taking our Karbanos. V'yato Omer Aleinu B'Shas Hatchak. And you're not saving us in the Shas Hatchak. We're being taken over by the Goyim. So she kicked the Mizbeach. Kishashamu Chachamim Badavar, when the Chachamim found out about it, so they made a knas. Just a 2-second background, the Kohanim used to be split up in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 24 Mishmaros, they used to switch off weeks, which group of Kohanim would do the Avodah. And they used to switch on Shabbos. And every Shabbos they used to change, switch the Lechem HaPanim, the 12 loaves of bread, and they used to, the group coming in, the group going out, would split it, and there were different rules, they each got 6 and 6, and every Shabbos that happened. So Bilga, this girl, her name was Miriam Bas Bilga. Bilga was the name of the Mishma. That was the name of her that family. It was the Bilga family. So Kishashavu Chachomim Badagla, Chachomim found out what this girl did. Kavu Es Tabata. This was they made a knas on the entire family. They used to have these 20, for all the Mishmas, for each family, they had a round thing in the ground that was open on the top that you'd put the neck of the animal and then you would turn it, the animal was stuck there to make shechita easier. That's one thing. So for that family, the knas was kavu with tabata, they made it no longer in use, they couldn't use it. Vesasim was chalona, whatever that is. Fine, that was the knas they put on the family.
What
did the knas? We'll get to that in a second. So that's one opinion in the Gemara of what the knas was, of what they did wrong. One opinion is that the girl kicked him his bayach. V'yesh omrim, that what they did wrong was something else. V'yesh omrim, mishmarto shoha lavo. That the Bilga family, when it came their time to do the avodah, that Shabbos, when they were supposed to come, they came late. The whole mishmar came late. V'nichnas yeshavev achiv imo v'shimesh tachlev. The family of Yeshavev was the family that was working the week before. They were waiting to go home. But since Bilga family came late, Yeshavev used to have to work overtime. V'shimesh tachlev. Afalpi, says the Gemara, Afalpi, Sheshcheni HaRishoyim lo nistakru, even though normally neighbors of Rishoyim don't benefit, Sheshcheni Bilgo nistakru, Shebilgo olam chalakas bedarum, v'yashavim achim betzofim. I'll leave that off. Fret the Gemara, Ali's question. The Gemara here tells us there are two opinions, David, there are two opinions of what went wrong over here. One is that a little girl, or a girl, not so little, I guess she was married, not so little, but she went into the Mizbeach and she kicked the Mizbeach. So that because that they made the knas, or because the mishmar five-ish, the mishmar always used to come late because that they made the knas. So fret the Gemara. Bishlam alaman de amar. It's only five lines left. Bishlam alaman de amar. Mishmaroso shohel lavo. That the whole family used to come late. So hainu de kansinu makula mishmar. That I understand. Like Ali was asking, I understand why they made a knas on the entire mishmar. The entire mishmar came late, so it was a knas on the family. El alaman de amar Miriam bas Bilgo shemira dasa. But because of Miriam Bas Bilga, that she went off the derech and one girl went in and kicked him his bayah, Mishum Barte Katsina Leiludidei. Rashi learns that the kasha is because, and we'll see from the Gemara, that because of one girl you're going to cancel her father, meaning obviously you're not going to cancel the whole sheva, but you're going to cancel even her father? Like, it's her problem, not anyone else's problem. Answers the Gemara, a very famous yisod, Amar Abaye, yes. Because of the daughter, we're going to cancel the father. Why? Kedamri Inchi, like people say, Shusa Dianuka Bashuka, O Davua O Di Ime. The words that come out of a child in the Shuk, he heard it from his parents, either from his mother or from his father. The kid walks around saying something. If this girl goes in and kicks him his back and says, I don't like you, God, and she's being Mavaza de Avoda, it means she was in her house, she was hearing her parents being Mavaza de Avoda, and that's why she learned to do it. Yep. So Mela, that's why we're going to cancel the father. Practic Gemara, Umishum Avua Vime Kansinu Lakula Mishmara. Finds a shkarach with parents, but you're going to cancel the whole Mishmar? Am Rabaye, Oila Rasha, Oila Shcheno. Tovo Tzadik, Tovo Shcheno. Shnema Imru Tzadik, Yito, Kipir Ma'aleyam Yochelu. End of Sugya. I want to just make two ha'aras on the Sugya that are along the same lines. I think are nice ha'aras. Ha'ar number one, in Rashi, if you go to the Maisa of the family becoming late, just interesting, the Gemara says the family came late. And the other family that was there had to work overtime. So Rashi says, and Rashi brings this down, Rashi says, it's a diuk in the Gemara and Rashi. It really comes out from the Gemara, because the Gemara Lachora had no reason to say the other family works overtime. Just tell me they came late, so they canceled them. But even Rashi brings that even stronger. Listen to two Rashis. Mishmarta shel Bilga shoha lavo. The family of Bilga delayed in coming. Kishehigia Shabbos shalah. When their week came to work, lo hayu ba'im, they didn't come. Umukacha milsa she'en havoda chaviva aleha. It was clear that the avodah wasn't chaviv on them because they came late. V'nichnas Yeshavev achiv, and Yeshavev, the other family, you know, had to stay later. Seder mishmaros Bilga achar Yeshavev. The order of the families was Bilga came after Yeshavev. Ukshe Yeshavev yotzei Bilga nichnas. Ukshe shah mishmeres Bilga lavo. And when the family of Bilga delayed in coming, ikvon Yeshavev b'mishmarto. So Yeshavev had to delay, had to stick around doing its mishmeres. The lo yotzei and didn't go out. Lefichach kantsuha. Says Rashi, therefore they made the knas. It sounds from Rashi, but even if you want to not say it's so clear in Rashi, it comes out of the Gemara even, that the knas was not so much that you want to come late. You want to come late, and the avoda is, you're not machshav the avoda? Fine, don't machshav the avoda. But don't make the other family have to stay later. You want to be mevaz of the avoda, you want to not show chashivas and come late? Fine, but don't make the other family come and have to work overtime. Lefikach kantsu adafka on that nakuda that they made the other family stay later. That's ha'ar number one. Ha'ar number two is, later on in the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara says, because of the girl, you're going to cancel the father? The Gemara says, yeah, because what the girl does, she heard it in the house. So, if I was writing the Gemara, this is my deal, I would the next Kasha, I would have said like this. I would have said, because of the daughter, you're canceling the father? Yeah, because what the daughter did, was brought about because of the father. The father spoke that way in the house, so maybe the daughter does it. So I would have said, okay, so shkarech, bishlom of the father, but what about the rest of the mishmar? Because of the girl, you're going to cast in the rest of the mishmar? That's not what the Gemara says. If you medak at the Gemara says, umishum avua v'imei katsinu l'kulam mishmar? Right. The Gemara first asks, because of the daughter, you're going to cancel the father? Yes, because the father was the cause for the daughter to do that. Then back to the Gemara, because of the father and mother, you're going to cancel the entire mishmar? The father and mother, right now, the ma'isa did nothing wrong. The daughter did the ma'isa. The ma'isa that happened was the daughter. But the Gemara, when it finds out that the cause, the background of why the daughter did it was because of the parents, all of a sudden the full and entire responsibility is on the parents. And the Gemara asks the Kasha and says, because of the parents, what they did wrong, you're going to cancel the whole mishmar? It doesn't focus on the daughter anymore, it focuses on the parents. Even though right here, before the knas came out of the maisa that happened, the daughter does nothing, but the whole maisa is called al shame the parents because they caused it. Just as an aside, you see the same thing in the last week's parsha. So there's a marshal and baba metzia. By the malachim they came, one malach was going to stone to destroy stone, and one was going to save Lot. But when they walked into stone, they said to Lot, mashchisim anachnu. Fact of my show, what do you mean mashchisim anachnu? One was being mashcha stone, and one was saving Lot. So it says in my show, since the only way that stone could be destroyed is if Lot was saved, so it's called I'll shame him also. It's called I'll shame him also. Sitting over here, because the daughter, the daughter doing this was a result of the parents, it's called on the parents. Well, I want to connect these two diukim. One is, again, that we're saying that it's the daughter's responsibility for everything that the parents are responsible for the entire thing because they brought about what the daughter did. And we see also that the knas on the family is not a knas on the fact that they came late, but more that it's a knas that they delayed someone else. You see from these two yisodos that the idea of haroes hanolad, that ezo chacham haroes hanolad, that when a person does an action, a person has to look past the simple action that they're doing, the results that's going to happen afterwards. The parents are speaking in the house of Stam, they're making fun of this rabbi, they're making fun of this rabbi, talking bad about this yeshiva, this Rosh Yeshiva, you know, and then you expect your kid to walk out and wants to, you know, we'll throw a safer on the floor, we'll kick the mizbeah. So that's the parents' fault. The parents should realize it's not just Stam, your dibur, that you're just Stam talking and saying silly things, but that's going to have far-reaching effects, that your kids are going to go and your kids are going to be mavazad avoda. That's a person who's not Roas Hanolad. The same thing, you want to come late, but realize that your coming late has other effects. It doesn't just affect you, fine, so you won't be mavazad avoda, but you'll be matriel someone else. You have to go there so they can leave, and you're not coming, you're not being Roas Hanolad. So I want to suggest perhaps the fact that this is brought in the Maisa that happened on Chanukah, and the Mesavta starts off with Chanukah, the idea also of Re'iyah. The Mesavta starts off, we're talking about Sukkah and Chanukah, that if it's over 20 amos, a person can't see it. So two ideas of Re'iyah. One over here, you see at the end of Mesavta, the Gemara is talking about being Roas Hanolad, and number two, you see by the Neiros that it can't be able to do it. Loshoto Be'ina, a person can't see it. So I just want to come out and say two ideas that we can maybe take out, a new nature on Chanukah. One is that, first of all, you see from the end of the Sefer that when a person sees an Eros Chanukah, the whole purpose is so Shalta Be'ina, a person has to be able to see it. So when we walk in the street, it's not just time to see it. It's to see beyond things. Just like at the end of the Sefer, it's Haroes Hanolad. Here's Haroes Hanolad, but to look into it a little deeper, that when a person sees the Neiros, to not just to look at the Neiros Stam, but to realize that why the Neiros are there, because Kadosh Baruch Hu saves us, and the Zaydim Yad Oskei Sarasecha, that the Torah won out over the Yavanim, but to look what the Neiros represent, and to get Chizuk in Chanukah, when you see the Neiros, not just Assam, oh, nice candles, oh, so many menorahs in this building, apartment building, but to mamish take out of there and to gain from seeing the menorah. And even more we can see from here is that maybe it's some amida that we work on, especially in the time between Sukkot and Chanukah, that both have these ideas of the Re'iyah. And you can see at the end, the Rosh Hanolad, that to realize in all our actions that everything that we do has more far-reaching effects than we realize. We see from here, these are two examples of negative things, that a person's doing it, not realizing that it affects other people, and their punishment is because of what affects other people. The Avada, you can do it also in a positive way. I was telling this over to my wife when I thought of this, and she told me a story that she once heard about Shlomo Karlbach, actually, that he was obviously a very warm person, and he whenever he met people, like strangers, he had these people that really liked him. He would get everyone's number, and he would randomly, like every Erev Shabbos, he would just call people, like call tons of people. He had lists and lists and lists of people. He would just call them randomly. And he found out one time that one of the people he didn't even know, he met him one time, he called him 10 years later, he called up, and the guy came out to him later that he had already set up the whole thing on the roof. The guy was about to commit suicide. He didn't care about living anymore. And because Shlomo Kalba called him, he felt so much chashivas that he didn't commit suicide because of that phone call. So Shlomo Karlbach, all he's doing, he's stopping, he takes people's number and making a small phone call, but you don't realize, that's an extreme example. to see that life was worth living, because he has chashivas. So we see the idea that we should focus on that whenever we do things, that any small mitzvah we can do, not to minimize a small chesed that a person does, that even though you might not see the effects now, it could have effects for that person, for dore doros, any chesed that a person does can have far-reaching effects. And we should learn that lesson. Now I will say, it's not even in here. I guess I'll say it in here. What? Oh, that's right. Is that a hearing? Well, is that a